miss my grandfather. He always took me to church and helped me understand. He helped me become a Christian.
It sounds like your grandfather was pretty amazing, and he got to see you believe in Jesus. Do you ever feel like just giving up? My name is Zach, and this is Keys for Kids. When you work hard, you usually want to see the results right away, right? Sometimes you do get to see that, but some things take a lot of work and a lot of time before we're rewarded. Sharing Jesus can be like that. When you tell others about your faith, they probably won't believe in Jesus right away. But if you're persistent and keep on sharing, you may get to see them become Christians too. Galatians 6:9 says, "Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up." Our story for today is called Fruits of Labor. Yum! Your mangoes are the best, Nanek! Eye-sparkling Kira chewed the scrumptious mangoes her Indonesian grandmother had just peeled for her. "You mean Kakek's mangoes," Nanek said, chuckling. "Your grandfather was the one who bought and planted the seeds in our backyard. The tree grew and grew, but no mangoes." Kakek persisted and kept fertilizing it, though. It was only after his death that fruit buds bloomed. Too bad he never saw the fruits of his labor. Kira's eyes dimmed as she thought of her grandfather who died 2 years ago. "I miss Kakek." "Do you remember how often he took you to church?" said Nanek. "Even when his health started failing, he loved to take you and talk about what you learned afterward." Kira nodded. "I remember he took me to church 2 weeks before he was hospitalized. I didn't want to go then. I was tired from a basketball tournament on Saturday night, which we lost. But on Sunday morning, Kakek showed up with a huge smile and convinced me to go." "I remember you were really down that night," Nanek said. "You and your team worked so hard for that tournament." "Yeah, I thought of quitting basketball then, but Kakek took me to church and the sermon was on the parable of the bags of gold. Two of the servants were faithful with what God gave them and were able to make it grow. After church, Kakek said the parable was about using whatever God has given us, including our talents, to help more people know about Jesus. He told me about the time he lost a tennis match, but kept on practicing and eventually won a game. He said his faith in Jesus kept him going and that he was trusting God to help him use his gifts however he wanted him to. It made me realize how much I needed Jesus. I asked Kakek to pray with me, and I became a Christian that day." Kira's face brightened. "I'm so glad I had him in my life, Nanek." She wrapped her arms around her grandmother. Nanek planted a kiss on Kira's forehead. "So in the end, Kakek did see the fruits of his labor. Not the mangoes, but you putting your faith in Jesus." Well, how about you? Have you ever worked at something but then failed to see the results? Perhaps it was a hard subject at school or a sport. Maybe you prayed for a family member or friend to trust in Jesus, but they continued to reject him. Don't give up. Be faithful and persistent in the things God has put on your heart to do, and trust him with the fruits of your labor, whether you see them or not. Our key verse is Galatians 6:9.
"Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up."
And our key verse for today: be faithful and persistent. If you have older brothers or sisters, help them spend time in God's Word every single day with the new unlocked devotional from Keys for Kids. Each day's reading focuses on a topic that affects teens, things like social media and self-worth. You can find out more about the Unlocked Devotional at unlocked.org. My name is Zach. Thanks for listening today to Keys for Kids.